die Kanadierin Kat Sark, Professorin für Fashion Studies an der University of Southern Denmark, SDU. Sie ist spezialisiert auf Kulturanalyse, Kulturgeschichte, Medien, Gender Studies, Nachhaltigkeit und Dekolonialität. Sie ist die Gründerin des Canadian Fashion Scholars Network, Mitbegründerin der Urban Chic Buchreihe und Mitautorin von 3 Bänden in dieser Reihe, nämlich Berlin, Montreal und dem in Kürze erscheinenden Copenhagen Chic, A Locational History of Copenhagen Fashion. Sie ist Gastgeberin des Chic Podcasts, der sich mit Mode, Design, Kultur, Nachhaltigkeit, Dekolonialität, Medien und Technologie beschäftigt. Ich habe sie gefragt, was sie unter Dekolonialität versteht und wie sie sich in diesem Umfeld positioniert.
Dear Daniela, thank you kindly for inviting me to have this conversation on decoloniality with you. I'm currently teaching fashion studies at the University of Southern Denmark, SDU, but I'm originally from Canada, where I graduated at the time when the Truth and Reconciliation Reports, the TRC as they are known, were published around 2015, and the Canadian academic environment began to change, which really influenced my teaching, my research, my activism, and allowed me to develop a pedagogical methodology based on intersectional feminism, decoloniality, and social justice. I describe it in more detail in the forthcoming volume called Social Justice Pedagogies, which will be released by the University of Toronto Press next year. My research and teaching were focused on the need to decolonize culture, media, and technology. I understand decoloniality not just from a theoretical perspective, but also from personal, political, and lived perspectives. I believe it is a way of understanding the deep interconnectedness of nature and culture and how we use our creative capacities for either self-enrichment or community support. When I moved to Denmark in 2019, no one was really talking about decoloniality yet, and my university had just adopted the United Nations Social Development Goals, the SDGs, to encourage research around sustainability. But very little work was being done on bridging decoloniality and sustainability, which became my area of expertise. Gradually, more fashion scholars understand the need to incorporate human rights and ethics into the sustainability conversation. But the bigger picture of how colonial capital extraction and exploitation are interconnected has not fully trickled down into common knowledge yet. So that's what I work on in collaboration with my students and colleagues in Denmark and beyond to create greater awareness beyond the confines of academic spaces by building different media and tech platforms and by connecting different researchers and practitioners and hopefully gradually transforming the industry practices and consumer behavior.
Und warum ist das gerade in der Mode so wichtig?
In terms of questions or challenges around decoloniality in the field of fashion studies, I think the privilege of white supremacy and Eurocentricity is that most people in the global north don't really see or choose not to see the interconnectedness of the global climate crisis, the capital colonial exploitation of people and the planet, especially in the global south, where all the resources and all the labor are channeled directly into the welfare of the global north economies and lifestyles. And convincing people to take responsibility and become active citizens and not just consumers is a really big project that has to be done for each new generation. So the way fashion education has been taught in the West for generations is no longer really ethical or sustainable. And somehow fashion studies as an academic discipline missed the whole post-colonial turn of the previous decades. Probably because it's so fragmented and because it's still a relatively new discipline that had first to legitimize itself vis-a-vis older disciplines like art history or cultural studies. there's still not enough collaboration and knowledge exchange between the researchers and the makers, especially from different parts of the world. Indigenous knowledge and expertise are still undervalued and suppressed, and fashion studies in the West is still constructed as a Western phenomenon, history, narrative, privilege, and industry. So to undo these ways of thinking and acting takes a lot of work and a lot of re-education. We call that a paradigm shift. Fashion has to be reconceptualized as a global history that does not originate in Europe with a focus on Western elites and privileged market societies, but has a much more diverse, multicultural, contradictory, and paradoxical history and economy. For my own research, my goal is to map out and make visible the fragmented connections between decoloniality, sustainability, ethics, cultural appropriation, economic exploitation, paradoxes, and creativity within fashion and culture. When they are all recognized as being part of the same problem, like colonially conditioned and exploitative treatment of people and the planet, we can begin to focus on solutions. I believe it starts with fashion education of the next generation of experts, fashion makers, project managers and creative visionaries.
Irgendwie hat also die Modewissenschaft als akademische Disziplin die gesamte postkoloniale Wende der letzten Jahrzehnte verpasst, sagt Cat. Die Mode ist immer noch als westliches Phänomen Geschichte, Erzählung, Privileg und Industrie konstruiert. Um diese Denk- und Handlungsweisen aufzubrechen, bedarf es einer Menge Arbeit und des Umlernens. Wir sprechen von einem Paradigmenwechsel. Mode muss als eine globale Geschichte rekonzeptualisiert werden. Eine Geschichte, die ihren Ursprung nicht in Europa hat und sich auf westliche Eliten und privilegierte Marktgesellschaften konzentriert, sondern viel vielfältigere, multikulturelle, widersprüchliche und paradoxe Geschichten und Ökonomien umfasst. Dieser Paradigmenwechsel steht und fällt mit der Ausbildung der nächsten Generation von Modemachern, Managern und kreativen Visionären. Und ich danke dir, liebe Cat, dass du an diesem Gespräch teilgenommen hast.